Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your
baby. That's the Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Charles W. Cadillac. Chuck is an outstanding columnist for Forbes.com. He's the founder and chief executive of the Community of Liberty, which is a nonprofit he's created to promote the ideals of America, the fundamental ideas of America. The communitiesofliberty.org, is that right, Chuck?
That's right. That's right, Jim. Thanks.
Communityofliberty.org, so check that out. Chuck, and folks, we're talking about some of the strategy that Chuck is recommending that the Republicans take as they negotiate with, that Speaker Boehner take as they negotiate with President Obama on this fiscal cliff negotiation. Chuck, one of the things that Boehner has got always over his shoulder that Obama is kind of counting on is that he knows he needs to give in, and you call it a retreat. Some of the things you talk about would be him giving over something to the president, but then he's got to go back and deal with his own caucus, wherein he could lose his speakership. But if his caucus goes along with him, I'm convinced, I said this 2 weeks ago, I think President Obama's playing long ball with this because he's trying to disrupt the Republican Party so he can win back the Senate and win back the House in 2014. What do you think?
Well, I think absolutely the president's playing long ball, and the Republicans need to play long ball. So a tactical retreat, it's a loss, but it can fit inside a bigger strategy. Look, the Democrats agreed to extending the Bush tax rates for 2 years when the Republicans won the election in 2010. That didn't stop them from criticizing it every day for the next 2 years
right.
of winning the election in,
mm-hmm.
in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say that instead of a negotiated agreement,
they need this
fallback. And so here's the rest of it. So you agree to the president's top two promises. You let the top tax rates go up. You permit the capital gains tax rate to go to 20%. But then you also do the following. You protect all other taxpayers, the 98%, by making the Bush tax rates permanent for everybody else. That's
mm-hmm.
one. You make permanent the indexation of the alternative minimum tax, back retroactive to January 1st of this year. That protects the middle class from a $100 billion tax increase right away. You also protect the integrity of the Social Security system by allowing the payroll tax to lapse. Otherwise, we're at risk of Social Security just considered welfare for senior citizens if it's funded by general revenues. And then the next and vital part of this whole thing, the retreat, this tactical retreat, was the Republicans fulfill their commitment to reduce government spending by allowing the sequester to take place. It takes $100 billion a year out of actual spending.
Mm-hmm.
Look, since all spending is paid for by taxes now or in the future, $100 billion a year for 10 years is the same as a $1 trillion reduction in taxes, current or future taxes. And then if the president, a big part of that, an uncomfortable part of that, $50 billion a year is in defense cuts, president thinks he can't defend the nation and protect the American people, he needs to come back and ask for additional money for defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they should, and look, they should then begin to campaign, saying this is the minimum damage to the American
right.
people. It would have been far worse if they hadn't taken this tactical retreat. And they should begin immediately.
But
Boehner
has to get his caucus to go along with him. Otherwise, the president loses because there's dissension in the Republican Party, right?
That's right.
Will this retreat that you're proposing, will it keep Boehner out of hot water?
If the Republicans understand it's a tactical retreat inside a bigger strategy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, because it'll position the Republicans to begin to stop talking about deficits and start talking about economic growth.
Right.
It gets them out of bipartisan austerity, which is
mm-hmm.
where they are now,
mm-hmm.
into partisanship for growth. They can become
right.
the partisan, the advocate of growth, because the only way we are going to solve the long-term fiscal problem of the United States is to grow the economy at 4% a year. At 2% a year, the numbers don't work. I don't care how much you raise taxes.
Right, right. That's exactly right.
Get there.
It's a fool's errand. It's a political trophy that means nothing, and it's absolutely, folks, the opposite of leadership. What the president is doing with this 2% trophy, this rate increase on the top 2%, this trophy is ridiculous, and it shows what a small leader he really is. And I don't mean that pejoratively, folks. I mean his leadership perspective is very, very small. Chuck, tell us how the president's proposals is going to hurt the rest of us, the 98%.
Yeah, well, first of all, let's be clear that the truly rich are already escaping the tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
And the case in point is the co-founder and former CEO of Costco, Jim Sinegal. He's on the board.
Right.
And Costco just borrowed $3.5 billion to pay a $7 a share special dividend. That's like 6 years of dividends in mm-hmm. advance before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Sinegal, according to the Wall Street Journal, will get $14 million. And he'll save about $4 million. Now, what's interesting is Mr. Sinegal is a supporter of President Obama.
Right.
Spoke at the convention in favor of everybody doing a little more. But when it comes to, of course, you know, talk is cheap. When it comes
right.
to his savings account, he's more than happy to dodge those higher tax
right.
rates.
But you and I can't do that.
You and I can't do that. So the truly
right.
rich, they have many ways to avoid the taxes. It's just a case in point.
Well,
but even worse, what this ignores is that people, we pay taxes in the sense we write the check.
Right.
But the taxes actually, income taxes are imposed on the generation of income. The generation of income always includes two people, you and your customer.
That's right.
And we'll talk more about that.
And that's how it's hurting small businesses right now. That's exactly right. Hold on
that's
to that
right.
thought. We're going to come back to this, to the Main Street part of this, folks, after these messages with our good friend Chuck Martin, Chuck Cadlick. And the other guy on my mind, Chuck Cadlick, is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the founder of the Community of Liberty, communityofliberty.org. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.